जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तेरावन चारी, जमुना तेरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजनाय, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजनाय, जमुना तेरावन चारी, यमुना तेरावन चारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Haribol 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 Gaur Haribol Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Jai Prabhupada
परमहंस प्रवृष्टाचार्य स्तोत्र श्रीश्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवृष्टाचार्य स्तोत्र श्रीश्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की घोर परमानंदे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 5, Chapter entitled Narada's Instruction on Srimad Bhagavatam, Verse number 21st. Tvam Atmanatmanam Vedya Mogha Drika Parasya Pumsa Paramatmana Kalam अजम् प्रजातम् जगतः सिवायतन् महानुभावा अभ्युदवे दयो अधिगण्यताम् मम आत्मनात्मानम् अवेह अमोघदृक् परस्य पुंसाम् परमात्मनः कलाम् अजम् प्रजातम् जगतः सिवायतन् महानुभाव्य अभ्युदयो अधिगण्यताम् त्वाम आत्मनात्मानम अवेह अमोघद्रे परस्य पुंसः परमात्मनः कलाम् अजम् प्रजातम् जगतः शिवायतन् महानुभावा अभ्युदय दयो अधिगण्यताम् word meaning tvam yourself atmana by your own self atmanam the super soul avehi search out amoghadrik one who has perfect vision parasya of the transcendence purushah the personality of Godhead paramatmanah of the supreme lord kalam plenary part ajam birthless prajatam having taken birth jagatah of the world shivaya for the well being tat that maha anubhava of the supreme personality of godhead shri krishna अभ्युदयः पास्ट टाइम्स अधिगण्यताम डिस्क्राइब मोस्ट विविडली ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन योर गुडनेस हैज परफेक्ट विजन यू योर सेल्फ कैन नो द सुप्रीम द सुपर सोल पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बिकॉज यू आर द प्रेजेंट एज द प्लेनरी पोर्सन ऑफ द लॉर्ड ऑल्दो यू आर बर्थलेस You have appeared on this earth for the well-being of all people. Please, therefore, describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more vividly. Purport. Srila Vyasadeva is the empowered plenary person, incarnation of the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. He descended by his causeless mercy to deliver the fallen souls in the material world. The fallen and forgotten souls are detached from the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The living entities are parts and parcel of the Lord, and they are eternally servitors of the Lord. All the Vedic literatures, therefore, are put into systematic order for the benefit of the fallen souls. And it is the duty of the fallen souls to take advantage of such literatures and be freed from the bondage of material existence. Although formerly Srila Narada Rishi is his spiritual master, Srila Vyasadeva is not at all dependent on his spiritual master, because in a sense, he is the spiritual master of everyone else. But because he is doing the work of an acharya, he has taught us by his own conduct that one must have a spiritual master. Even though He be God Himself, Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Ram, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all incarnation of Godhead, accepted formal spiritual masters, although by their transcendental nature, they are cognizant of all knowledge. In order to direct people in general to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, he himself in the incarnation of Vyasadeva is delineating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savdvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Once translation. Your goodness has perfect vision. You yourself can know the super soul personality of Godhead because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. Although you are birthless, you have appeared on this earth for the well-being of all people. Please therefore describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more vividly. Seeking permission from all the devotees so that I can speak something which can inspire me and others also. Fever and running nose. Although it is said in English, English is a funny language. Nose is running. But also other languages are also like that. It's not that only English has funny connotations. In Hindi, we say that gaadi chalana, par ghar bhi chalate log. So, everywhere this thing is there. So, he has perfect vision, na, Vyasadeva. So a perfect leader is perfect follower. When one wants to lead someone, he has to be perfect follower. And here we see in the example of Vyasadeva that how he is taking instruction from Narad Muni. It is not that he is incarnation of Krishna, plenary expansion. And he's not taking instruction. He's taking instruction from Narad Muni. And Narad Muni is also incarnation of Krishna. Third incarnation is Narad Muni in a Rishi Sarga. And Vyasadeva is something 18th or 17th in the list what is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And here Vyasadeva is having perfect vision. One who can see properly, that person can guide properly. If one is not having proper vision, then he will not be able to guide others. Prabhupada, so we may have vision, but we may not be having perfect vision. And if you are not having perfect vision,
then it is difficult to guide ourselves and to guide others also. Then we have to keep our vision very clear. When our eyesight we are not able to see, then we go to ophthalmologist and we check our eyes that where something is wrong, and then he gives some medications, then specs, and through that we are able to see again. So similarly here, Vyasadeva is showing through his example of that how he is having that vision and he is showing others. Every leader of the society should have this perfect vision. Prabhupada used to say, when he went to West, he said that India is lacking in materialistic or opulence, and West is having that. But West is lacking in spiritual knowledge. So both, if they come together, then they can work very nicely. India having a spiritual vision, it is a person who is having eyesight, but not having legs properly. And West, they are materially so advanced, they are having eyes. So if a lame man is carried by a blind man, then he can guide the blind man. If a lame man, so here we see that how Narad Muni is giving this example. And time and again we see that this personality, to set an example, they also go through such circumstances where it may be seen that they are bewildered. In Bhagavad Gita we see Arjuna, how before Krishna started his instruction, he kept Arjuna in such a position there that he was perplexed and he was not knowing what is his duty. And then he asked Krishna, Sishyaste mam sadhi prapannam, please accept me as your disciple and instruct me so that I can do proper activity. I don't know what is good for me. I am bewildered completely. So at that time Krishna guided him, gave all the instruction. Here Narad Muni is giving instruction to Vyasadeva, and later we see in Bhagavat Mahatmya that this Bhagavatam is narrated, Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami, that conversation happened. And later on, Narad Muni was traveling all over India, and then he found that Kali Yuga has just started, all people are influenced by Kali Yuga. So he was bewildered what to do, and then he find Bhakti Devi along with her sons, Gyan and Vairagya. Then he met them, and Gyan and Vairagya had become old, and Bhakti Devi was young. So mother was young and sons were old. So at that time Narad Muni took a vow that I will deliver them. I will do something for their deliverance. But he was not knowing what to do. Then he traveled to so many places. Akashvani happened, Sat Karm Karo. Do Sat Karm. So what is that Sat Karm? He asked many persons sages, but they were not able to tell. Other persons were feeling that if Narad is not knowing, how we can ponder on this subject? He is a spiritual master, he is the son of Brahma, and he is not able to tell. Then where are we? Then he finally kept moving and reached Badrika Ashram. There he met Chatuskumar. And then at that place Chatuskumar said, how Narad Muni, this is a time factor, that this time factor has bewildered you. That you already have spoke this knowledge to your disciple Vyasadeva, that give this Bhagavatam, that is the most beneficial medicine for this current age of Kali Yuga. So do that, do Bhagavat Katha. Then Narad Muni accepted that word, and he invited Chatuskumara on the bank of Saptarishi Ghat at Anand Ghat in Haridwar, and there Katha happened. So we see that Narad Muni also, he got bewildered. Here he is guiding Vyasadeva, but later on he also got bewildered. So this process of bhakti, the spirituality, it is never that one who knows that he will never come into the influence of or this forgetfulness of material nature. Because Krishna says that this material nature, the property of this material nature or material world is that things get deteriorated. That's why Krishna, to again establish this science of knowledge, he says in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter that sa kale neha mahata yogo nashtah parantapa. To re-establish this science of knowledge, I am giving this knowledge to you. In due course of time, it was lost, and now he is giving this knowledge to అర్జున. అండ్ నారద్ ముని ఆల్సో గివ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్ విచ్ విల్ సీ లెటర్ ఆన్. సో గివింగ్ దిస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ నారద్ ముని ఈస్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ఎన్కరేజ్ వ్యాస్దేవ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రివీల్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ గోన్ త్రూ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్ టు ఎ న్యూ కమర్ ఆర్ అదర్స్, బికాస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ మైట్ నాట్ బి ఎన్కరేజింగ్ ఫర్ అదర్స్, ఇట్ మైట్ బి డిస్కరేజింగ్ ఆల్సో. సో దోస్ సెక్షన్స్ వేర్ పీపుల్ కెన్ ఫీల్ ఎన్కరేజ్ దాట్ వీ కెన్ డిస్క్రైబ్. అదర్వైజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ కీప్ ఆన్ జస్ట్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ఎవ్రీ న్యూసెన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ లైఫ్ దెన్ ఇట్ మే బి వెరీ డిసాస్టరస్ టు ద పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ హియరింగ్, బికాస్ వీ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఆన్ ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ సాధనా భక్తి. వీఆర్ ఫాలోయింగ్ దిస్ ప్రాసెస్ అండ్ వీఆర్ గెటింగ్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్. వీ ఆర్ నాట్ అండ్ ప్రీవియస్లీ వీఆర్ నాట్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్. సో టు డిస్క్రైబ్ దాట్ మోర్ ఎక్స్ప్లిసిట్లీ ఇస్ నాట్ ఆల్వేజ్ అడ్వైజబుల్. బట్ నారద్ ముని ఇస్ హియర్ లెటర్ ఆన్ వర్సెస్ వీఆర్ సీయింగ్ దాట్ హౌ హీ ఈస్ గివింగ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ప్రీవియస్ బర్త్ దాట్ హీ వాజ్ ఎ సన్ ఆఫ్ దాసీ పుత్ర, హీ వాజ్ సన్ ఆఫ్ మేడ్ సర్వెంట్ అండ్ హౌ హీ సర్వ్డ్ ద భక్తి వేదాంతిస్ అండ్ బై దేర్ మర్సీ హీ రిసీవ్డ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ హీ ప్రాక్టీస్ దిస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ అండ్ హీ రివైవ్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. హీ హ్యాడ్ ద ఆత్మ సాక్షాత్కార్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. బట్ ఎట్ దాట్ టైమ్ లార్డ్ సేస్ దాట్ యువర్ నాలెడ్జ్ యువర్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ కంప్లీట్లీ, సో యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ మీ ఇన్ దిస్ బర్త్ ఎనీమోర్. ఇన్ నెక్స్ట్ బర్త్ యూ విల్ బి మై ఇటర్నల్ అసోసియేట్. అండ్ వెన్ ఇన్ డ్యూ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ హీ లెఫ్ట్ హిస్ బాడీ అండ్ నెక్స్ట్ బర్త్ హీ టుక్ యాజ్ సన్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ మానస్ పుత్ర. అండ్ దేర్ హీ వాజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ గాడ్ హెడ్ కృష్ణ విత్ హిస్ వీణా. సో ద స్టోరీ విచ్ ఇన్స్పైర్ వన్ టు టేక్ డివోషన్ సర్వీస్ దాట్ షుడ్ బి డిస్క్రైబ్డ్, దాట్ షుడ్ బి డిస్క్రైబ్ టు అదర్స్ అండ్ బై హిజ్ ఓన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ నారద్ ముని ఇస్ హియర్ లీడింగ్. వీ సీ దాట్ హౌ బై దేర్ ఓన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీ దే సెట్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. వెన్ ప్రభుపాద్ వాజ్ ఇన్ కుంభ మేళా ఇన్ ప్రయాగ్రాజ్, సో ఎట్ దట్ టైమ్ వి నో దట్ హౌ కుంభ మేళా ఇస్ ఇన్ ఎ వింటర్ అండ్ సో మచ్ కోల్డ్ ఇస్ దేర్. ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ హూ హ్యావ్ గోన్ సమ్ టైమ్ దేర్ టు సర్వ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ కుకింగ్, సో ఇట్ ఈస్ అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ బాత్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఇన్ ద ట్యాప్ అండ్ సచ్ ఎ కోల్డ్ వాటర్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఎస్పెషల్ ఇన్ ద మంత్ ఆఫ్ జూన్ మాఘ. Prabhupada also writes in Bhagavad Gita that the austerity is that in the voluntarily austerity in the Magh of the month of Magh one should take bath in the with the cold water. So these are austerity and even if it is difficult one should do this so that he can get purified, but not to such an extent that he get his health go down. But if there is no option then what one can do. And similarly in the summer season, even though you may not like to cook in kitchen which is already a hot place, but person cooks there. So these are austerity. So Prabhupada was there in Kumbh Mela in Allahabad and he saw that in the morning program very less devotees were there. Then he asked, where are devotees? So they have not got up because it was so cold. Then to show them example, Prabhupada himself got next morning, early in the morning, he took his lota, went to the tap and he took his own bath. And when devotee heard that, saw that, they were immediately alarmed that Prabhupada is setting an example that we should follow. And from the next day, the attendance in Mangal Arati gone up. So, leaders always set an example so that people in general can follow. Yajad ఆచరతి శ్రేష్ట తత్ ఏవే తరోజన. సో దీస్ లీడర్స్ ఈవెన్ దో దే మే నాట్ బి రిక్వైర్డ్ టు ఫాలో ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ బట్ టు సెట్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ దే ఫాలో ద పాత్ సో దాట్ ద పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ ఆర్ ఇన్ జనరల్ దే కెన్ ఫాలో ఇట్. దే షుడ్ నాట్ థింక్ దాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు దీస్ రూల్స్ అండ్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్. We see that how in family, when a child has to be taught, when parents, they just give instruction but they themselves don't follow, it doesn't have an impact on the child. If they are doing something and asking the child to not do that, then the child will not accept that. Because actions speak louder than words. So just word, we are asking someone to not eat this thing, not do that thing, but ourselves we are doing, then other person will not accept it wholeheartedly. Maybe very rare that when Krishna as a Chait Guru seated in the other person's heart, he guides, that time he may got some transformation. Otherwise it is not possible. Like in the case of Bilwa Mangal Thakur, we see how Bilwa Mangal Thakur received instructions from that prostitute. And he accepted that. And he left everything to do devotional service, to be fixed in devotional service. So Chait Guru is instructing through people in general. So actions speak louder than words. So when parents want to teach children, then they should also have to follow what they are teaching the children. And example has much more greater impact than just speaking. In this incident, I am recollecting one of the in my childhood, I was playing with my elder brother. This incident is there. I was 5 or 6 years old, or 7 or 8 years old. And my elder brother is 2 years older than me. So while playing, there ensued a fight between us. And I was so much angry that I took a stone, coal stone, because I was staying in coal belt, collieries. So it was freely available and everywhere it was available. You don't have to pay anything. So I took that and hurled on my elder brother. It hit on his leg and he was like 10-20 meters away from me and Nisana was pakka. It hit and blood started oozing from his leg. Now I understood that now it is my turn. Bacche teri khair nahi. Abhi nahi to kal thodi der mein tu pakdai jayega. And then you will be beaten, smashed through, in and out. So I was preparing myself. Now be ready mentally that you are going to be beaten. So he went from that gully back and he went somewhere. I don't know where. And then I was thinking that he will appear suddenly from nowhere. And he took his revenge. But what happened after half an hour or 1 hour or so, he came back with bandage in his leg. He went to hospital, dispensary, government hospital, because we were staying in quarters of government. And he took bandage and he came back. And he did not say anything to me that I hurled this stone and hurt him. So I thought if he has chastised me, that was much better. But this example of not saying anything was giving me much more guilt feeling that I have done this wrong. If he has beaten me, then it might have like barabar ka sauda ho gaya. Maine kuch kiya, usne bhi kar diya. But now he was not saying anything and he didn't discuss that matter. So it was with heavy heart I was feeling guilt that I have done wrong. So these examples, people, when they do, it has a much more bigger impact on the person. So what we follow in our life, when people see around us, they also start following, and that has a bigger impact. So Guru sometimes speaks to disciples to instruct them in a louder voice or in a heavy instruction he gives. And disciples sometimes, when he's not ready, he's not able to accept that order. Once Radha Govind Maharaj was giving one example that one disciple was telling to his Gurudev, आप गुरु हो गए तो क्या सर पे बैठेंगे. So राधा गोविंद महाराज वॉज नॉट गिविंग हिज एग्जाम्पल समवेयर एल्स इन विलेज. सो राधा गोविंद महाराज सेड, गुरु नहीं बैठेगा सर पे तो कौन बैठेगा. हिज गुरु, ही हैज द राइट. सो ही हैज द राइट टू इंस्ट्रक्ट यू. इफ यू हैव एक्सेप्टेड गुरु, दैट मीन्स यू आर रेडी टू एक्सेप्ट हिज इंस्ट्रक्शन. इट इज नॉट दैट वॉट एवर यू फील राइट और यू फील गुड, दैट इंस्ट्रक्शन ओनली वी हैव टू एक्सेप्ट. Of course, if the guru is perfect, then his instruction has to be followed perfectly. I am not talking about imperfect guru. To teach a child, sometimes we correct them. We punish, scold, so that it will help the child. Not punishment in a such a way that child gets hurt or child gets distracted or so it has to be very much in according to how the child can take the instruction, and in that way we have to instruct a child. Sometime like Radha Gopinath Prabhu, when he was handling Gurukul, he used to say that when children were there and they used to do some mistake, so you can't beat them, then what to do? Then that children was denied some of the facility. So this was the punishment. So he come to know that now I have done this wrong thing, that's why I am denied this facility. No extra sweet rice or something like that. And one who has done good, he was awarded. So in that way, children are taught. A spiritual master is having amogh drig. He is having perfect vision. That's why he can guide properly. And he to the point and correct and help the disciple. He gives the example from the scriptures. But we should not be blind following. Blind following and absurd inquiry is always condemned. Blind following is always condemned. It is not that Guru is telling anything and you are just accepting. Then where is our intelligence? Krishna has given that intelligence. But it is also not that with our intelligence we are always analyzing the instructions of spiritual master and trying how not to do his order. So blind following is condemned and absurd inquiry is also condemned. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshana. When a disciple goes to a spiritual master, he should serve humbly and inquire from him. Then the knowledge transmits from the heart of a spiritual master to the disciple. Otherwise it is not possible. When the spiritual master is pleased, he can impart this knowledge. Narad Muni also here showing by his example how to give an encouragement to Vyasadeva. And he's giving his own example. So amogh drig is to see objects from the point of eternity. We may have the vision by which we can see material objects perfectly and material aspect of it, but that will not help us in our spiritual journey towards Krishna. So in this material world, many persons are there who can describe the material world or material nature very perfectly, but they are not able to take up devotional service or the path of spirituality, which is ultimate benefit, which is for the ultimate benefit of the people in general. So amogh drig is to see, to have a vision to see spiritual, to think clearly spiritually, and know the asat and asat nature of this material world, how this material nature is working, and how we can engage in devotional service and take advantage of this life. And in this process, many guru come in path. It is not that only the spiritual master who has given initiation, he is the only guru, he can instruct, or we have to take instruction from him only. He is the prime source, but many of the time that spiritual master may not be available to give you personal instruction. Then through his words, through other devotees whom he is giving instructions, and through other devotees we can take guidance. As Krishna situated in everyone's heart, as Chait Guru, he also instructs many times people so that they can accept the knowledge. In the story of Avadhuta Brahmana, we see that how he was having 24 gurus. They were not his spiritual master in the sense of initiation, but he took instruction from all these living entities, even the pigeon. So as a Chait Guru, he instructs, as in the case of Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he got instruction from that prostitute. As a Chait Guru situated in her heart, she instructed, and Bilwa Mangal Thakur came to his senses that what he is doing, where he is utilizing his life, he should fully dedicate his life in the service of Lord. And then when do devotional service, then Krishna is pleased because he sees things through different person coming, and it has to be always in accordance with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. It is not that whatever we are hearing from others, it can be taken inwards as a person is saying. It may be beneficial, but not be a scriptural understanding. That may help us many times in our material well-being, but not in spiritual well-being. So there are many gurus. In the life of Pandava, we see that there are different gurus. Dronacharya was a military guru of Pandavas. Then Dhaumya was there. When they were in exile, he was their guru. And Kripacharya was their family kul guru. So through different personality, we receive instruction. And it has to be very much in accordance with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And when we are following Shastra, Guru, Sadhu, these three balances are there, then we can accept the instruction from anyone who is, or from any person, and we can implement in our life and advance. It is not that we have to only be fixed in from the scriptures. The scriptures are always guiding us. Many times in performing devotional service, we need material help also, because we are in this body. This body is itself material. And to function this body properly, the science of material knowledge is also required. Mind is there, which is also material. But through this tool, we are trying to engage ourselves in devotional service. As it is said in Bhagavatam, that the same thing which causes us disease, if it is used in a different way, then it may be the cause of the deliverance from that disease. As it is seen that when we are having upset a stomach with milk product, that same milk product in the form of curd can cure us. So same material activity which we are performing through this body, same activity when they are engaged in Krishna service, then we can get cure of our this material suffering. So undoubtedly, and we see that Srila Prabhupada also giving through his own example that he has written his books, but he was also reading his books. So that he is giving example that we should also read his books. It is not that these books are only meant for distribution to others. These books are meant for transformation of our heart. When we read this book, then we will be able to transform our heart. Then we will be able to apply this knowledge in our life. Undoubtedly, this path of devotional service or spirituality is difficult. Why? Because due to not practicing this thing from time immemorial, at least we can say, when we have come to this material world, we don't know. And since from that time, we are rebelling with Krishna. We are not having this practice. So it seems to be very difficult in the beginning. But when we start practicing it, keep practicing it, then gradually it becomes easy to follow the devotional service, like the example of physical workout. When the person is doing physical workout, push-up or anything heavy work, initially the muscles will pain. He will feel the pain. But if he continues in a limited manner, not in a manner that he stretches so that he gets a cramp or tear in his muscles. Not. Sometimes devotees do in their devotional service also. It tears them. Mentally they are tear apart. Try to do 64 rounds. But not established in that consciousness. Then that tear their mental muscles. And they are not able to perform devotional service in a better way. So we have to always gauge our physical strength, mental strength, and take guidance from others who are in this process, in this path, who are ahead of us. And in their guidance, we should follow this process. And we should perform this devotional service. Like I said, in physical workout, you gradually increase your stamina. Not that in the first day, you start doing 100 push-ups. Or 500 push-ups. Some devotee or some outside, I've seen some devotees, those who are in this training, they do, like our Hirdaya Chatan Prabhu is there. How much heavy exercise you do. But it is not that from the day one he is able to do this. Or our Bhagavata Sarai Prabhu, these people are there. Many others are also there. So these people are able to train themselves when they are consistent in their effort. to their muscle, and then muscle gradually develops. Similarly, we have to grow our spiritual muscle gradually, not abruptly. And when this process is gradual, then the satisfaction comes. Otherwise, sometimes we see that devotee chant 60 rounds, 64 rounds, 80 rounds, but still in their behavior, they are frustrated. That has not make change in their heart. That has not changed their heart. That means it is superficial. It is not going deep inside. It is not, I am trying to judge someone, but we should, if this the case is with us, at least we should consider that what I am doing, not to judge others at least. So, if we are following the devotional service perfectly, then the effect is that we will become humble, we will become grateful, grateful to the process, grateful to the devotee. And when we are grateful, then the mercy flows. And we become satisfied in our endeavor in devotional service, and it pleases Krishna very much. So one must have a spiritual master to guide, otherwise it is very difficult. And when the spiritual master is there, we should give him freedom so that he can enter our life. Although it is very difficult, saying is very easy, because we are in a conditioned state. To take instruction from a spiritual master becomes very difficult, because we are in conditioned state. But when we take that instruction who has amoghadrik, then it will only help us to advance in our devotional service. And here we are seeing that how Vyasadeva, by his own example, he who is amoghadrik, who is incarnation of God himself, but he is following the instruction of Narad Muni. And also example is given here, Lord Ram, Lord Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they also accepted a spiritual master. So that the people in general, they can also accept the action of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ishwar Puri and he instructed him to chant this holy name. And when Prakasananda Saraswati asked, why you are chanting this holy name like a sentimental person? Then he said, Guru More Murkh Janiya. My Guru, he considered me as a fool and he instructed me to chant this holy name. That's why I am doing this. Although he is not fool. Later on, just when the conversion has started, we see that how he transformed Prakasananda Saraswati. So can a fool transform Prakasananda Saraswati along with his thousands of disciples? No. But Lord is setting an example so that we can also accept their action in our life and follow it. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Actually, I was sick, that's why I was not able to prepare also. Any question or comment? If devotees are having, they can put questions. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande.